You're listening to 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Catherine Mobley. Triad residents are protesting the shooting death of a black 18-year-old in Ferguson, Missouri, by a white police officer. Darren Wilson is on paid administrative leave after shooting Michael Brown 6 times. Greensboro youth say they're upset by this and similar incidents.
I think it's been building up ever since the Trayvon case because we want justice and we're not getting it the way that we want it. So I feel like that's why everybody's protesting.
Tuesday evening, about 70 youth from across Guilford County held a working vigil to protest the killing of an unarmed black 18-year-old in Ferguson, Missouri. Many believe racial bias motivated the white officer to shoot the teen.
We as society need to come to terms with the fact that there still is racism and we still have work to do as a community.
These high schoolers are graduates of Anytown, the Human Relations Leadership Camp hosted by the National Conference for Community and Justice for the Piedmont Triad. They met in the group's social hall, and many disagree on how Ferguson police are responding to protesters.
My name's Elizabeth Bachman, and I attend school at High Point Central, and I am 16 years old. Honestly, it scared me because a lot of people might be yelling, they might hold signs, but you see next to them these metal contraptions that are huge and dangerous.
My name is Trey Eckerd. I'm 17 years old and I go to school at Southwest High School. And you shouldn't have to gas and pull the tanks out and stuff like that for a peaceful protest.
My name is Akiah Dent. I'm 17 years old and I'm a senior at Weaver Academy. You know, I thought the United States was progressing and that we were a progressive nation, but at this point, it's not.
The youth also made action plans to counter racial bias in their neighborhoods and schools. Suggestions included protesting through poetry, talking with city leaders, and holding similar vigils in elementary schools. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.